Appalachian coal miners will be in Washington, D.C. Tuesday to ask lawmakers to support the Black Lung Disability Trust Fund. Sidney Bowles reports the visit comes as political pressure mounts on Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell to restore a tax supporting the indebted fund.
The Black Lung Trust Fund pays monthly benefits and health care expenses for more than 25,000 disabled coal miners and their dependents. The fund is projected to be $15 billion in debt by 2050, and demand will likely grow due to a surge in black lung cases.
I have progressive massive fibrosis, complicated black lung, and I'm going to die.
That's Barry Johnson, a former miner from Virgie, Kentucky. He says the Black Lung Trust Fund is a life and death issue for miners like him.
We've had, of course, some indication last year that the excise tax was not going to get into an expiration situation. Well, it did.
Johnson is referring to Senator McConnell, who last year told the Ohio Valley Resource that he intended to maintain a tax on coal that supports the fund. The tax rate expired, however, and coal companies now pay into the fund about half the amount that they did before. As McConnell prepares for an election campaign in 2020, the progressive group Indivisible has paid for billboards in eastern Kentucky, highlighting McConnell's record on miners' health care issues. Senator McConnell's office says he's agreed to meet with the visiting miners and that preserving the trust fund is very important to him. Johnson says he knows exactly what he wants to tell his senator.
You have a duty and you have an obligation. Do what's right.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sidney Bowles in Virgie, Kentucky.